Uh-oh. That carriage is way bigger than mine. And those are the colors of the Kestrel family. That's them. Oh, are they better dressed than me too? Oh no. Yeah, they look like they've done this before. Okay, there's only one chance to make a first impression. Take a deep breath and walk up to them like you know what you're doing. Oh, by the gods, they have a bow and arrow. Why do they have a bow and arrow? Well met, Kestrel Envoy. They've prepared a negotiation space for us at the keep, but I thought we could walk to see the tree for the first time together. I am Lady Aurella, and I speak on behalf of the ruling nobles from B-Lands. You could tell as much. Yes, well, formalities and all. I know time is of the essence, so... How old am I? What does that have to do with anything? Don't you think that's a touch offensive? It is pronounced offensive. Ah, well, a conversation is all about communication, not accuracy. You still knew what I meant, didn't you? You know I'm not experienced enough to handle these negotiations. Excuse you! In case you've forgotten, the Empress has ordered us to work together on a solution. Well, I've learned something about you, too. Yeah, you're the kind of person who likes to point out other people's mistakes, aren't you? Yes, we can change topics. Of course I know what was going on. So explain it to you quickly? Fine, pushy. But just so you know, I'm not jumping at the chance to prove myself or anything. I think it's important to share information. Well, as you know, last month an ancient Atherbloom tree was discovered, right on the border of our lands, between the Kestrels and the Bees, each ruled by their corresponding noble house. And a single Atherbloom fruit is flowering on the end of one of its withered branches. That's the source of the conflict, yes. Which kingdom gets the fruit? The last record we have of an Atherbloom fruit being consumed is 4 centuries old. See, I can handle this. I do my homework. Students fresh from their schooling often do. I'm not a student. Quit trying to rile me up. This is some sneaky tactic of yours. You're not my professor. Yes, the Empress stepped in and stopped the fighting. If the tree was damaged, then it might not bear the fruit at all. Oh, yeah, turn right here. Really? The Empress is a gardener herself? No, I had no idea. It's nice to hear she has hobbies. Could you please slow down? I can't keep up with... my nose. You didn't have to stop, so I crashed into your back. You're difficult. Oh, you stopped because we're here. By the gods, that tree is enormous. It casts a shadow like a tower. Is it breathing? Don't shush me. Oh, you mean listen. Oh, that's the sound of the wind through its leaves. Interesting. It's beautiful. But I don't see the flowering fruit. Whoa. Oh, you shot an arrow to point it out. How aggressive. But yeah, I see it. It can't be much bigger than a grapefruit. To think people have already died for it. Sorry, six? Six people died before the Empress intervened. That's six too many. We can agree on that. It's only going to get worse. The scholars who helped me prepare said that the fruit will ripen on the next full moon. Yeah, that's when it has to be harvested. Otherwise, all its magic will leave it. What? The tree takes 20 years to make another one? Oh, no wonder everyone is so upset. No, I didn't have that part of the equation. History books in B-lands are very much about folklore. This is going to be tricky. And we have less than 2 days, right? What did your research yield? Yeah, I want to understand your position. What are you defending? Why are the nobility of Kestrel lands more deserving of the fruit? The Atherbloom is theirs by birthright? That is a very bold position, and a hard one to find compromise on. Don't condescend to me. I know what happens if the leader of a noble house eats it. They receive a detailed vision of the future of their kingdom. That doesn't mean the Kestrels get it. It's on the border! Even the fruit is on the border, come on! Is this my first negotiation? My first without my mentor, but the Bee family has faith in me. Why? How many times have you done this? That many, huh? One of my professors was from Kestrel lands, you know. He said the weather and the terrain were cold and unforgiving, just like its people. But I'm sure there's a compromise to be found, a way that everyone can win. Flowered words are only charming when people listen to them. Oh, listen. Do you even know why the Bee family wants the Atherbloom? No, they don't want to see the future. Legend says one bite from the Atherbloom can cure vampirism. Make them human again. Why are you laughing? It's not stupid. It's a worthy claim. We could learn a lot from using the fruit that way. Maybe even end vampirism altogether. Yes, and the Kestrels could avoid a potential war or famine in the future. You're dealing in hypotheticals, though. And stop calling me childish. Vampires only deserve a stake in the heart. I guess that's it then. It's a question of what's more precious, foresight or redemption. Yeah, I agree. We're done here. Let's go back to the keep. We can try this again after dinner. I wonder what we're having. Oh, we're having the rabbit you just killed. Nice shot. Huh? No, there's nothing wrong with my meal. I just didn't think we'd be eating together. This is the smallest keep I've ever seen. No, that isn't it. What are you, a mind reader? You're just really good at reading people. Oh, please stop flaunting your experience in my face. You're going to give me self-esteem issues. Self-esteem? Stop laughing at me. It really is nothing. It's just annoying how the chambermaids keep looking at you and blushing. It is annoying. They keep giggling and pointing at your ring finger that doesn't have a ring on it. It's unprofessional. Well, you better watch out. I'm sure they'd love to snag an envoy. Jealous? You are one of the most antagonistic, rude. Envoys and diplomats are supposed to be nice. Envoys. You know what? I'm going to eat in my room. I'll see you tomorrow and we can get to work. After a few hours tossing and turning in your comfortable bed, you realize sleep will not find you tonight. With a big stretch and a yawn, you get up and explore the keep. Though being as small as it is, there isn't much to distract you. Though eventually you come across a lit candle in the library. Pushing the door open, you see your bee counterpart, clad in her nightgown with tousled hair. There are books spread out around her, and she writes furiously. Though when she sees you, she stops. Her mouth agape. Oh, hi. Good evening. I didn't think I'd see you here. Yeah, I couldn't sleep. There's too much to do. Yeah, the beds here are so uncomfortable, right? Oh, the chambermaids made sure yours were comfy. Please don't rub it in. I know diplomats aren't supposed to storm off. I don't know why I got so upset. I'm sorry. I'm really worried about the Atherbloom. If it goes bad here, it could get so much worse. You too, huh? It's nice to see you are human. I'm not teasing. I'm a little teasing. I didn't realize your hair could be messy. It looked perfect all day. I know, people judge by appearances. But charisma is more than how you look. It's how you make people feel, too. How do I want to make you feel? Comfortable. Open, I guess. But that's never going to happen if I keep snapping at you. Yeah, come on over. You can sit on this pile of books. I'll show you what I've been working on. Yeah, cutting the fruit in half won't work. I've tried that a few times historically. Huh? Oh, sorry, I don't mean to stare. Oh, it's not relevant to what we're working on. I was just thinking. You know, we talked about you in school a little. Some of your work, yeah. I knew of you, but I didn't know what you looked like. Well, I heard a rumor about you. I was just wondering if it's true. Yeah, it's so dumb, though. Apparently you have a tattoo? A really silly one? No way! Is that a flying squirrel? Oh, it's so cute! No, don't put it away! No one will ever believe me! No, I don't have any tattoos to show you. I'm not blushing. But tell me about yours. Why did you get it? Oh, it was a dare with your best friend. I love that. They got one too? Was it a squirrel? That's so sweet. Oh, you're talking about them in the past tense, aren't you? I'm so sorry. I know raisings aren't as common in Kestrel lands, but... Oh, it was a vampire. Of course, no one can raise someone they killed. I'm sorry. I think I understand your position a bit better. Why do I care about vampires? I don't care about them, but I think a cure is a great idea. Maybe they could be gone forever. It's optimistic. I really think it can happen. I don't want to invalidate your experience, but when I was a little girl, I was attacked by one. Yeah, you want to hear? You're a good diplomat. It was right before sunrise. I'd gotten up early to feed the chickens. The bucket I used to feed them was as big as me. I think the vampire had been hiding under our house, waiting for the sun to rise so he could go to sleep. Yeah, it was like a nightmare. He grabbed me by my leg and pulled me under. But when he saw how young I was, he stopped. He muttered something about a daughter. I was too scared to cry. I just froze. Then what happened? I'll never forget it. He got up and burnt in the sun. Turned into ash. No one believed me. A lot of people still don't. What proof is there? And I was so young. But I think they're worth... It's worth trying to end them in that way. Okay, but you're still dealing with a hypothetical. Yes, but if the fruit can cure vampirism, that's testable. Quantifiable. I understand. I'm just saying... You're really hard to have a conversation with, you know that? Well, fine. I'm going to bed. We'll figure this out in the morning, and I hope you're a little bit more compromising. Because if we don't figure this out, people are going to die. Good night. Good morning. Wow, you are really just firing those off, huh? Look, that one almost went right through the training dummy. Okay, well, you're scaring the squires. No, you should see them. There's two cowering behind the stables. Well, apparently you're a little intimidating. And quiet. And you're firing shots like the training dummy owes you money. Why are your arrows so thick? What are you hunting? Do rabbits wear armor in Kestrel lands? Is that it? Ah, the silent treatment, huh? That's fair. Look, I'm sorry. Maybe you're right and this is more than I can handle. I wasn't expecting... Well, you... I don't know. This is the least diplomatic thing I've ever said, but you piss me off. No, I mean it. I almost never fly off the handle, and then one day with you when I'm slamming doors and plates. You're very agitating. But you're so competent, it's really hard to hate you. See what I mean? That was a perfect hit, right in the heart. And you were mostly looking at me. Am I complimenting you? Yes, I think so. Mostly I'm just apologizing. Huh. The full moon is tomorrow night. It has to be harvested by then. And I'm wasting our time with my anger. Do you want to meet in the library when you're done? Yeah, let's try again. I'm sure there's some legends and history about the Atherbloom that can help us find a solution. Thanks. I'll see you then. Oh, I told your swooning handmaidens that you wanted tea and berry pie for lunch. So we can look forward to that. It's not exploiting their affection if they like doing it. Oh, now why would I be jealous? I know what your tattoo is. But don't keep me waiting for long, okay? Right. So far, we have ruled out giving it to the Empress, having both sides take a bite at the same time, trying to preserve it, holding a joust for it, someone paying for it. Oh, I'm just going to rest my head against these open books. Maybe a solution will come to me. I can't believe the day is over. Oh, I need to reapply my lipstick. Did you just drape your arm over me? No, put it back. I liked it. You smell good. Oh, I know what we can do. Yeah, you just change your mind. See? Easy. If it's so easy to change my mind, I should do it. No. Clearly you're overworked. Overtired. You need a break. Yeah, I could keep going, but I'll stop for you. Are you laughing at me? You're cute. Oh, sorry, that's also pretty unprofessional of me. You don't mind. Good. You are cute. I think I have you figured out now, a bit. I like you more the more time I spend with you. You're an acquired taste. I know we're going to solve this. And then I want to take you on a date after. Well, I mean, assuming you don't hate me when we're finished negotiating, yeah. And assuming you want to go on a date with me? You don't think I want to? Of course I do. Why would I ask you if I didn't want to? Why do you look so skeptical? It's not a tactic. Jeez. Of course I think it's important to possibly get a cure for vampirism. But I'm not cool enough to seduce someone like that. What? You're just staring at me. Sorry I asked you out, okay? I've been tied up in knots ever since I got here, and I'm pretty sure it's because I like you. Prove it? What kind of reaction is that? It's not easy being the vulnerable one, you know. Give you a kiss. That proves it? Oh, sure. Come here. That was nice. Do you believe me now? Hey, you look scared. Was my kiss bad? I can do better next time. I'm only a little rusty. You need some air? Yeah, of course. You should take your bow. It's dark out. Be careful. Oh. And they ran away. Oh, I really fucked this up, didn't I? Human looks distressed and well-dressed. What a tasty morsel. And they ran into the woods to make things easier for me. Don't worry, lovely one. Whatever problems you're having are about to become inconsequential. Isn't it a bit dangerous to be out in the woods alone at night? Oh, I see a bow and quiver at your back. Good to see you're prepared. Though it is so cloudy and dark, even with the moon being nearly full. You just stepped out for some air. I don't suppose that your need to be out here is related to the lipstick marks on your face. Oh, I have good eyes. But I'm curious. Why did you flee after being kissed? Was it an unwanted advance? You seem like the type to have that kind of problem. No. You say it was quite the opposite. Ah, so it was a good kiss. Gave you some powerful feelings, did it? Not at all. It makes sense to run away. Humans are so in love with their own suffering. They can't handle it when things go well. Oh, you almost hit me with that arrow. I should have chosen my words more carefully. I gave away the game too soon. I wanted to be closer before you saw my fangs. See your cute face twisted in fear. What did you call me? Thirsty bottom-feeding cadaver? You dare? Oh, look at how angry you are. Don't like vampires much, do you? I'm going to have fun with you. Over here, I found them. Oh, but there's a dead vampire right beside. Oh, there's an arrow through her heart. Oh gods. Please be breathing, please, please. This is all my fault. No, I can't hear a heartbeat. Your wrists, your neck. Oh gods, I'm so sorry. I need to get you out of here. Come on. The sun is about to rise. Hey, you're awake. Sorry about the chains, I just didn't know what to expect. I know that sounds like a line from a cheesy romance novel. You're thirsty. I thought you'd be. I... The vampire. She's dead. You got her. The guards watched her body burn in the sun. Now I know why your arrows are so thick. They function like a wooden stake. That's brilliant. How are you so brilliant? Why are you chained up? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. I shouldn't have kissed you. I can't show you what's wrong. I wish I could hold up a mirror, but there's no reflection. Run your tongue along the top of your teeth. I know, it's horrible. Why would she make you a vampire? Did she fall in love with you? I see. That's so cruel. I'm glad you ended her. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. It's okay. Listen to me. Everything is going to be okay. Hey. Oh, sorry. You ran away after I kissed you, but here I am, touching my forehead to yours, holding your face. I need to move away because you're thirsty. It's okay. It's okay. I wouldn't mind helping you like that. But I have something better for you. Yes, it's the Atherbloom. Tonight was the full moon. You've been asleep for a day. No. What do you mean, no? You won't have a bite? Wow. You'd really give up your life for your country, huh? That's so admirable. Hey, listen to me. It's all right. I brokered a deal. The Kestrels have accepted. Oh yeah, as soon as I mentioned saving you, they accepted my compromise. You're really important to them, aren't you? I can see why you're so loyal. What's with that look of shock on your face? I'm a great diplomat, remember? Okay, fine, I got the idea from you. I started thinking of everything in terms of time. Well, the fruit is more valuable right now. So the Bee Kingdom gets to use it first, and the Kestrels will get it the next 2 times. Yeah, they're really happy. Everyone's on board. Oh, stop it. When you say you're proud of me, I can't stop blushing. Here, take a bite. It's weird seeing you as a vampire. What? What if it doesn't work? Then we find another way. I'm not giving up on you. Come on. Say, There you go. Look at you. Oh, it was beautiful magic. Ah! I like being hugged by you. Hang on, I need to undo your chains. Your teeth are normal again. Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. Don't worry. The Bee Kingdom has been waiting for this day. There's a team of researchers ready to distribute and study the rest of the fruit. I just had to make sure you were first. Does this mean we can go on our date? Yeah, I thought you... Oh, you ran away because it was a good kiss. Well, I have more where that came from. Oh, I'm so happy. I told you we'd find a solution where everyone would win. Oh. Come on, let's get you cleaned up and fed. I can't wait to take care of you.